is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, July 13th, 2013. We're in our second hour here on the broadcast. We're streaming live at thealternativemedia.com, republicbroadcasting.org, supportrepublicbroadcasting.org. What a great job John Stattmiller's done to bring news and information like this to the world. Also, alternativemedia.org, Brian's website, a real source of news and information if you want to educate yourself, whether it be the Federal Reserve, Bohemian Grove, I mean a whole list, 9/11, it's there. And thealternativemedia.com, I'm asking everyone that can donate $10 a month to help us support the broadcast. And some of the news we're going to be getting into this hour is economic waste and fraud in the federal government. And the first story, number of Americans on federal food aid explodes to over 100 million. Now, you know, this is at the same time, and I'll sound like the broken record once again, this is at the same time that the mainstream media keeps trying to convince the American people that the recession ended in 2009, laughable, and that the economy's getting better. Well then, wouldn't it stand to reason that there wouldn't be more and more people applying for SNAP, food stamps? But we reported last week only 47 million of Americans now have a job. The economy of America is being gutted purposely. It's all by design. It's being done right in front of your face while the mainstream media continues to try to convince you otherwise. That is why if you go and will take the time to read the story and watch the videos, they're all short, you will understand how successfully they're manipulating the mind of the people. That's why when you try to talk to someone about, well, hey, look, all of our malls over there are ghost malls. There's only about three businesses in a 16-business building. They'll get that glassy-eyed look on their face, and they'll start to regurgitate what a television's told them through their subconscious mind, and they'll say, the economy's getting better. Oh, yeah. How can it? You can't have a jobless recovery. But yet, the American people are just putty in the hands of these manipulators, and they try to believe it. Now, Natural News ran a great story this week, and we're going to lead this hour off with it. If you're one of the nation's dwindling number of taxpayers, you're probably not going to care much for this story, but you need to hear it anyway because hopefully it will spur you to jump head first into the political process and demand some answers. Most Americans are charitable, but at the same time, we hate being taken for suckers. That's what makes the U.S. welfare state so controversial. On the one hand, we want to help when those of us stricken with a bout of misfortune need temporary help in hand to get back on their feet. The keywords are temporary and need, concepts which are being redefined on purpose to expand the welfare state and for purely diabolical political purposes. That's exactly the truth. To wit, new government data indicates that the number of Americans now receiving taxpayer-subsidized food assistance has grown to 101 million, which is roughly 1 in 3 of the current U.S. population, which is estimated at 316 million people. 1 in 3 on food stamps. What a great job the Republicrats and the Democrats have done at utterly destroying this economy. Back in moments, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
What do you need? You need Paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 Paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on Paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black Paracord, 1,000 feet, only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation, CampingSurvival.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendovite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendovite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendovite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back on the alternative media radio broadcast. This is Farron saying, I am a conspiracy factualist, and everyone else is a reality theorist. Now, we're back to the natural news stories posted on thealternativemedia.com. One in three Americans now on food stamps. Keep that in mind when we're talking about only 47 million Americans now have a full-time job. That's according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which administers the so-called food stamp program, a combination of 15 food programs offered by the agency, which cost taxpayers a staggering $114 billion in 2012. How long is this unsustainable situation going to continue, where so many people are on the teat of the federal government or else work for the federal government, and those with actual real jobs out here in the free market are disappearing? It's unsustainable. How long till it busts wide open? You know, I talk about this sometimes with my good friend Mike, and I would just as soon, since there's no direction to reverse course. The Republicrats is not going to save the day. The Democrats for darn sure is not. I'd just soon it go ahead and happen now while I'm young enough to deal with it, rather than, you know, let it incrementally dwindle down for another 3, 4, 10 years, what have you. As noted by CNS News, the number of folks getting food assistance is higher than the number of full-time private sector employees in the country. Of that 101 million figure, 47 million were participating in SNAP, Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the old food stamp program nowadays. Recipients are issued a debit card with a preset amount rather than a food stamp booklet, so recipients don't have to deal with the stigma of receiving assistance. According to CNSNews.com, the USDA says the number of Americans on food stamps is a historically high figure that has risen with the economic downturn. And that's been the standard line. Nothing to see here, we are told, because the dramatic rise in food stamp rolls is due to the recessed economy. But remember, they say stuff like we might have a double dip, like we've come out of the recession. But wait, hasn't President Obama and the bulk of the mainstream media gone on the record claiming the economy is much improved? How can we have an improving economy and have the more Americans than ever on food assistance? The reality is the economy is not all that great, but still, at less than 8% unemployment, is it really bad enough that 1 in 3 Americans need food assistance? If we were really at 8% unemployment, 1 in 3 Americans wouldn't need food assistance now, would they? The financial crisis is over and the recession ended in 2009, but one of the federal government's biggest social welfare programs, which expanded when the economy convulsed, isn't shrinking back with the recovery, the Wall Street Journal reported in March. It's expanding. The biggest factor behind the upward march on food stamps is a sluggish job market and a rising poverty rate. At the same time, many states have pushed to get more people to apply for SNAP, a program where the federal government picks up the tab, the paper noted. That's from the Wall Street Journal. But there is another driver, which has its origins in President Bill Clinton's 1996 welfare overhaul. In recent years, the law has enabled states to ease asset and income tests for would-be participants, with the encouragement of the Obama administration allowing into the program people with relatively higher incomes as well as savings. Welcome to Obama's America, where poverty programs designed to provide assistance to the downtrodden while encouraging them to become self-sufficient have been transformed into voter creation and savings programs, all at the expense of the taxpayer. If you're one of those taxpayers, this shouldn't bother you a lot. Tens of millions of Americans are now subsisting on your hard work, but in fact, they could have been, indeed, should have been, subsisting on their own. Obama once again pledged to fundamentally transform our country with congressional assistance and the massive administrative state. He's doing just that. What those who fell for the hope and change message of Obama 2008 never bothered to ask, change from what to what? And I guess we're finding out now. You know, one of the reasons I continue to go down through the economic numbers each week, which are always just staggering, is hopefully that people will see through the lies and the manipulation of the mainstream media. I don't like any of them. I was talking to a gentleman last Saturday, and he was telling me it took a while to figure out where I was coming from because so many radio broadcasts are caught up in the left-right paradigm. You know, they're either for one and against the other. Blah, blah, blah. But I oppose both parties because neither party, especially on the federal level, represents we the people. And until the American people come to grips with that fact, we're going to continue down this same sad, tired old road. Now listen to this story from Press TV. July 11th, a soldier with the 25th Infantry Division takes a break as he observes Iraq. The workers renovating a school in Iraq. Fraudulent and wasteful spending in Iraq's reconstruction projects has cost U.S. taxpayers at least $1.5 billion, according to a new report. So here we are bankrupt. We go over into foreign countries, we blow up all their buildings, and then we spend billions to build them back. Isn't that called nation building? The Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction reported Tuesday that money was wasted On U.S. construction efforts in Iraq between 2004 and 2013, the report urged Congress to create a new agency called the Office for Contingency Operations to prevent future waste and excess. Well, that'll just be another agency of waste. If it had existed at the outset of the Iraq problem, the United States might have avoided wasting billions of taxpayers' dollars, said the report. The title of the report is Learning from Iraq. We never learn. We never learn. U.S. reconstruction efforts lacked legitimacy and the support of the Iraq people, said John Hurst, the director of the Center for Complex Operations at the National Defense University in Washington. You must have sufficient security before engaging in reconstruction activity. In Iraq, the price tag for the war, according to congressional researchers, is at least $806 billion. That's way low. Although that figure doesn't take into account related expenses such as coming decades of veterans benefits and the costs, including medical treatment and job training for wounded soldiers. According to a study by Harvard scholar Linda Bims, in March, the Iraq and Afghanistan wars will cost $4 to $6 trillion. Let me say that again, $4 to $6 trillion. While the United States of America has moved from the greatest creditor nation to the greatest debtor nation in the history of the world, we're going to have spent $4 to $6 trillion in these two wars. Unbelievable. An Associated Press analysis in March showed that the U.S. government will be paying for the Iraq and Afghanistan wars for the next 100 years. Now, let me put that into perspective. It is by design to bankrupt this country. It is successfully doing it. The evidence is everywhere. All you have to do is take a look, and you will see. Now, listen to this. The U.S. military has constructed a $34 million building in southwest Afghanistan, which it initially planned to use as its headquarters, but as the U.S. scales back its troops, the brand new 64,000 square foot building may soon be, guess what, demolished. So here the taxpayers in a bankrupt country is going to spend $34 million to build a 64,000 square foot building in Afghanistan to ultimately demolish it. It is unsustainable, people. These people are drunk on power. They're mad. They're so many different things. They're controlled. They don't represent we the people. They're part of the design to destroy this country from the inside out. Adam Kokesh put it so correctly in his speech. There was never any justification to build something this fancy. A two-store army general based in Afghanistan told the Washington Post on a condition of anonymity. In 2009, the Pentagon and military officials based in South Carolina issued contracts for the construction of the two-story building, which they planned to use as headquarters for the Marine Force at Camp Weatherneck in southern Afghanistan. Military commanders protested its construction, arguing that there was no use for the extravagant structure. See, some of the military have got enough common sense to say this is absurd. Former Major General Richard P. Millis argued that his modest headquarters were sufficient for the job. Other Marine officers also objected to the plans, but their concerns were quickly disregarded. The Pentagon awarded a private British firm, not even an American firm. But see, we can't sustain any jobs for Americans. We've got to outsource every single job. The British firm was AMEC, Earth and Environment, a contract to build the headquarters construction between November 2011, even though President Obama had already announced the end of the surge and the impending withdrawal. So we're going to build the building anyway, even though the president is saying we're about to leave. That's how completely absurd the federal government of the United States operates. That's why it sickens me to have to pay taxes to this entity by threat of going to jail when, you know good and well, they're just going to squander it all in the most inefficient way humanly possible. The extravagant project was completed this year, costing the U.S. government $34 million. Well, it didn't cost the U.S. government anything. It cost we the taxpayers, even though the military now has no plans to use it. My God. We're coming up on a break. I'll finish this story on the other side. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We're back on the Alternative Media radio broadcast, the website, thealternativemedia.com. Support our sponsors, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, CarportsGarages.com. Back to this article. The extravagant project was completed this year, costing the U.S. government $34 million, even though the military now has no plans to use it. The two-story structure, which is larger than a football field, features a briefing theater, large offices, 110-volt outlets for U.S. appliances, luxurious chairs and furniture, equipment to wage modern war, and powerful air conditioning and heating systems, which require costly amounts of electricity. John F. Soko, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan's reconstruction, told Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel in a letter that the structure is the best constructed building I have ever seen in my travels in Afghanistan. But the construction of this building represents a common problem that can be seen throughout Afghanistan. The U.S. has wasted millions of dollars on buildings that stand empty or incomplete as the military scales back its troops. Unfortunately, it is unused, unoccupied, and presumably will never be used for its intended purpose, Sopko wrote. This is an example of what is wrong with the military construction in general. Once a project is started, it is practically impossible to stop. The U.S. must decide now whether to hand the facility over to the Afghan army or to demolish it, since the huge windowless building is equipped for U.S. appliances and requires expensive fuel purchases for its generators. It may be difficult for the Afghans to sustain. The building will probably be demolished, the two-star general said. Now, you won't see this story leading off your evening news, but the military headquarters, which has the capacity to hold 1,500 personnel, is just one of many expensive structures that will never serve its intended purpose. The U.S. military recently spent $45 million on a facility to repair armored vehicles in Kandahar, which is now being used as a location to sort through equipment being shipped out of the country, the Post reported last year. The State Department also abandoned plans to turn a large building into a consulate after spending $80 million on a 10-year lease. Oh, unreal. The wasteful spending on extravagant structures in Afghanistan closely mirrors U.S. spending in Iraq. The U.S. spent $60 million to rebuild Iraq, but the final report from Special Inspector General for Iraq Reconstruction, Stuart Bowen, concluded that more than $9 billion was pure waste. When U.S. troops withdraw from Iraq, they left behind a plethora of abandoned projects, including a 3,600-bed prison that cost $40 million, a $165 million children's hospital that remains unused, and a $108 million wastewater treatment center that remains unfinished. Building materials worth $1.2 million were abandoned when fears of violence prompted the U.S. to abandon construction of the prison. In Afghanistan, the U.S. is now facing many of the same problems, and the $34 million base standing unused and equipped for modern warfare. They must decide whether to hand it over or destroy it. Now, while we just ran down this whole list here of $40 million, $165 million, $1.2 million, $80 million, $45 million, $34 million, this is at the same time that the average claim for a veteran takes more than 6 months to process. This is at the same time that the Department of Veterans Affairs has a backlog of more than a half a million overdue claims for benefits that are over 125 days old. This is at the time that there is 245,000 veterans waiting more than a year to have their benefits approved. This is at the same time that at one VA hospital in Wisconsin, one military veteran has a broken jaw and was seeking treatment and still had not had his jaw fixed after 6 months. This is at the same time that it takes military vets today an average of 7 months to even get an appointment at a VA hospital. The federal government of the United States don't have the money, so they say, to take care of our returning veterans. They will let them wait 6 months to get their broken jaw fixed. But at the same time, they will waste $34 million, $1.2 million, $108 million, $165 million, $40 million, $80 million, and $34 million in Iraq and Afghanistan. It's a national disgrace. It's treasonous. It's shameful. It's despicable. And it's a window into actually what the character of this administration and the last administration in America is. And why there's no outcry from the American people, I know why there's no outcry from the mainstream media, because they're nothing more than a prostituted lapdog. I know why there's no outcry from the politicians, because they're in the pockets of the banks and the corporations. It's going to be up to the American people to say enough is enough. If you've not done so, please read the article, 25 Signs That Veterans Are Being Treated Like Trash Under the Obama Administration, posted on thealternativemedia.com. If your stomach can take it. And then put that with this story that I just told you about the incredible waste in Iraq and Afghanistan, and tell me how it feels to be an American. When our country is too sorry to take care of its own veterans that have fought for this country, whether you agree with the wars or not, I disagree with them, but I support the veterans returning to get the health care that they was entitled to, they were promised. But this government is too sorry, too tyrannical, and too big of a liar, too big of a hypocrite to take care of its own people while wasting this kind of money that we don't have in these other countries. Coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
We're back on the alternative media, Farron in the studio saying, give me liberty or let's give you death. And to take another turn, we're going to move on to some other news of the week. And this one is from the Washington Examiner this past week. And everyone, put this one in your hat and keep it in mind when you're having discussions with those people that are still trying to believe somehow the economy in America is getting better. Because even this one, I did not know. This one surprised me just a little bit. Behind Walmart, the second largest employer in America. If you had to guess who was the second largest employer in America, who would you guess it is? Well, you know, when I first looked at this article, I didn't know either. And, you know, since we all know Walmart's number one, you kind of think of stuff like, well, maybe Kmart, well, they're closing a lot of stores. Sears, well, they're disappearing. McDonald's, maybe, you know? That's the kind of stuff that come to mind. It's not factories of any sort. Listen to this story. Behind Walmart, the second largest employer in America is Kelly Services, according to the Washington Examiner, a temporary work provider. Friday's disappointing jobs report showed that part-time jobs are at an all-time high, with 28 million Americans now working part-time jobs. The report also showed another disturbing fact. There are now a record number of Americans with temporary jobs. Approximately 2.7 million, in fact, and the trend has been growing. In the first quarter of 2013, U.S. staffing companies employed an average of 2.86 million temporary and contract workers, or 2% of the non-farm employment in the United States. According to the American Staffing Association, this represents a 2.9% growth from the same period in 2012. For the same month of June, there was a 6.7% growth. Temp jobs made up about 10% of the jobs lost during the Great Recession, and because of high turnover, the average length of temp employment is 3 months before a worker moves on to a permanent job. 1 in 10 non-farm workers were employed by a U.S. staffing firm at some point during the last year, according to the ASA. In fact, nearly one-fifth of all jobs gained since the recession ended, which... have been temporary. It is a sad state of affairs for our country. While part-time and temp jobs reached highs last month, full-time jobs decreased by another 240,000. The recovery, or lack thereof, is being fueled by a shift from full-time to part-time work. I'm going to read that again. It is a sad state of affairs for our country. While part-time and temp jobs reached highs last month, full-time jobs decreased by another 240,000, the recovery or lack thereof is being fueled by shift from full-time to part-time work. Now, people around my age, you will remember, when I was growing up, I'm 46, if anyone wonders. When I was growing up, I had family that, in this area, I'm in North Carolina, they had jobs at, like, R.J. Reynolds. I could name off others, but you get the idea. These jobs were good-paying jobs. They had retirement. They had health care, they had benefits, many retired from that. Early retirement, whatever, the rest. But then we were the generation of the advent of the temporary service. Where you go to the temporary agency, and I know there's some validity and some reasoning for it, it's not all bad. But you go to the temporary agency, you get a job, you don't make your full wage because the temporary agency is making money off of you, you don't have any benefits, and the idea was, well, give the employer the ability to see you work and perform before he has to hire you. And I'm sure there's some validity behind that as well. But then we've seen the move to nothing but low-paying jobs, no benefits, no retirement, no hospitalization, to where we're at today, where they're all low-paying jobs. There are no manufacturing. And there's more temporary jobs than there is real jobs, by far. And the second largest employer in the country is a temporary service. People, you better wake up. Reach out. You've got your eyes open, but you're in the dark. You reach out. You feel it. It's like sand. Because to have your head in the sand, you already have to be on your knees. Push and try to pull your head out of the sand. And then try to rise up and stand up and see what is going on in this country, for God's sake, for your children's future. You know, I'll say it again. I do this broadcast because I've got two children, young men, 18 and 22, and I feel like this country, this two-party, one-party system, the Republicans and the Democrats, have destroyed their future. It is a fact. And every one of these Republicans and Democrats that are not earnestly working right now to do something about the situation with the veterans, they are part of the problem. They're not the solution. They are on the take. They are in the pocket of the banks and the corporations. They are scum. They are trash. And they are filth. And they are traitors to America. Why don't people just tell it like it is? Preachers, tell it tomorrow from the pulpit. These politicians that are too sorry to do anything to help our returning veterans, that have legs blown off and arms blown off and are having to wait 6 months to get a jaw set, are scum and trash. They are filth, in my opinion, and it should be yours too. You know, we've got a few pastors on this radio station that do tell it like it is. They take a lot of criticism for it. We need more of them. We need more people to become activists and wake up to the fact that if we don't start telling it like it is and admitting it for what it is, how the heck do we ever expect anything to change? People, you're going to have to turn off the TV. You're going to have to turn off mainstream media. You're going to have to quit buying the manipulated lies of the prostituted network. You're going to have to turn on to alternative media. You're going to have to listen to Republic Broadcasting. And here's the real kicker. Here's the thing 99% of you don't want to do. You're going to have to research this stuff for yourself. Don't believe it because I tell you. Look into it for yourself. Investigate this for yourself. All these matters. And you're not going to agree with me. You know, I get it all the time. Well, I listen to you. You know, I agree with some. I don't agree with some. Hey, that's fine. Whatever. But at least you will listen and maybe look into it for yourself, because only together, whether you hate Farron Schoaf, whether you agree a little bit, only together can we affect change, and we've got to wake up to the sad reality of what the reality is. Now listen to this story from the Washington Examiner that you won't hear anywhere else. A fight has erupted over the cost of granting amnesty to an estimated 11 million illegal immigrants in America, which we know is much higher, with the White House claiming the cash benefits to the Treasury are huge and will slash the deficit. Wow, is that not laughable? And critics showing it will cost Americans more and more and increase the deficit. Everything they do increases the deficit. There's nothing they do that ever slashes the deficit. That's why it don't even matter what is said before that. When they say they're going to slash the deficit, it always increases. The White House, late Thursday, dispatched an email to President Obama's campaign supporters that provided a video claiming that immigration reform will result in a 5.4% growth in GDP as highly skilled workers and entrepreneurs add to the country's economic base. No mention was made of low-skilled workers or the bulk of illegal immigrants in the country. Here's one of the best things about immigration reform. It's going to make our economy a lot stronger, said the White House. Not enough people are talking about the economic benefits of immigration reform, but it's exactly the conversation that will help us win the national debate on this issue. Critics are pushing back hard, led by the Heritage Foundation. Among the key points, reform supporters suggest that immigrants will suddenly be paying taxes when they become legal, but that's already happened. Heritage is highlighting a chart that details the taxes paid and the government services received by all Americans, including illegal immigrants. It shows that after amnesty, immigrants will cost government $12,433 in benefits over the taxes they pay per year. So they're going to cost $12,433 more each year than what they pay in taxes. Over a lifetime of an adult illegal granted amnesty, the difference between benefits received and taxes paid would be a cost to taxpayers of $592,000. Now, this is a report by the Washington Examiner done by the Heritage Foundation. Buried in a report from Robert Rector, the Conservative Foundation's author on poverty, welfare programs, and immigration, the chart details taxes paid and benefits received by households headed by an illegal immigrant and how it will change after amnesty is granted. The bottom line, households of those granted amnesty will pay $15,071 in taxes and receive benefits of $27,504, a difference of $12,433 that will be covered by taxpayers. For comparison, a non-immigrant family receives federal money, state and local benefits such as education, welfare, public safety, and health care worth about $310 more than they pay in taxes, said the Heritage Foundation, and legal immigrant households get about $4,344 more than they pay in taxes. But the Heritage Foundation said legalization would cut the difference between the benefits received and the taxes paid by illegal immigrants. Now, by $1,954, Heritage said that the average illegal immigrant household currently pays $10,334 but receives benefits of $24,721. It's completely unsustainable, people. She's going to pop. They won't let it do anything else. Everything they do is designed to bankrupt this country. It's obvious. It's not by accident. It's not that they're this ignorant. It's not that they're this stupid. It's not that they're just some bumbling fool that has no common sense at all, that does not stand up to the test of logic. It is by complete design. Director's report also looked at the lifetime cost of amnesty. Put another way, if amnesty were enacted, the average adult unlawful immigrant would subsequently receive $898,000 in government benefits over the course of a lifetime and pay $306,000 in taxes over a lifetime. The average lifetime fiscal deficit benefits received minus taxes paid would be about $592,000 for each adult amnesty recipient. Now, I'm just reading the report that was published by the Washington Examiner. You know, every time, it doesn't matter what the subject is. It could be, remember the war with Iraq? Remember when President G.W., the big liar Bush, was telling the American people that the war, this would be a war that could pay for itself, which, you know, certainly everyone knew that to be a lie. But now we've got the reports out, $4 to $6 trillion, take 100 years to pay for, if we ever do get it paid for, before we go completely bankrupt. And here we've got Obama is going to actually try to frame it that somehow giving amnesty to illegal immigrants is going to increase the GDP and cut the deficit. They know that that's what the people want to hear, that the deficit's going to be cut. They know what buttons to push. They know what to tell the lapdog prostituted media to feed to the feeble-minded cheap people to try to make it palatable for them to continue bankrupting the country. And it boggles my mind how successful they are at this. Why the American people have such a difficulty seeing through this. But it works. It works. And I know a lot of people are, they're trying to get geared up for, well, we've got to move on 2016. And you know, what gets me is the Republican Party's been talking about Jeb Bush. Like, we need another Bush. Can't we ever move past in this country having any Clintons and Bushes involved? I mean, haven't we? Can we not learn that lesson of how far our country has fell during the time that we've had these two criminal families running the country involved in some way, shape, or form? I was playing the other day, if you look this up, a lot of you know about it, a lot of you don't, where Hillary Clinton, when she would come to the South, she would fake a Southern accent, and I mean, it was terrible and just obvious as could be, faking her Southern accent while, you know, she's down here in the South, because she wants to try to act like she's one of you. She fits. She's like your neighbor. She talks like you do. She's got that Southern draw. It's all an act. It should sicken the people. But you know, if Hillary Clinton would show up today in Statesville, North Carolina, and it was pouring down rain, it would still be standing room only. There would be a line a half a mile long waiting to see her. And the people would act like, you know, the greatest person in the history of the world has shown up. And you could name off a whole host of people, and it would be George W. Bush. It'd be the same thing. I don't understand that mentality. I mean, I might show up. I might show up, bullhorn in hand, but it won't be to sing the praises of any of these people that's been involved with the destruction of this country. Next, and I can't say it enough, the economiccollapseblog.com, always hitting it right on the head. Great articles, great information. They like to do them in a list, which I like too. The following are 15 signs that the quality of jobs in America is going downhill really fast. Hopefully this is not a surprise to anyone, but if it is, here we go. The number one part-time job in the United States has just hit a brand new all-time high, but the number of full-time workers is still nearly 6 million below the old record that was set back in 2007. In America today, Only 47% of adults have a full-time job. Only 47% of adults in America have a full-time job. Even though the U.S. economy created nearly 200,000 jobs in June, the number of part-time jobs, or the number of full-time jobs, decreased. There are now 2.7 million temporary workers in the United States, a new all-time high. We just covered that. One out of every 10 jobs in the United States, one out of every 10 jobs in the United States is now filled through a temporary agency. Now, you can, it's easy to put all this data together. We'll get the rest of them on the other side of this break. It's easy to put all this data together and see what is actually going on. It's not by happenstance. It's all by design. They actually have the audacity to try to tell you that the recession ended in 2009. Here we are in 2013 with record number of foreclosures, record numbers on food stamps, record number of people out of work, record number of people with temp jobs. Back in moments, you're listening to the Alternative Media with Aaron. Stay with me.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam and Super Male Plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back on the Alternative Media radio broadcast, the website, thealternativemedia.com, alternativemedia.org. And this is radio for truthers and for the masses that still believe the lie. When we get into the third hour, I got a couple of news reports that I just want to get in. 10 American foods that are banned in other countries. And then we'll go to the phone. So it might be about 9:15, 10:15, depending where you're at. before we're able to take phone calls. But we will take phone calls today to the Economic Collapse blog, back to the story I was doing, number six. The U.S. economy has actually lost manufacturing jobs for four consecutive months. That should be no surprise to anyone. The official unemployment rate has been at 7.5% or higher for 54 months in a row. This is the longest stretch in U.S. history. We know unemployment is far beyond that, and that is laughable to even think that that could possibly be credible. According to one recent survey, 76% of all Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. I'm sure that's true. At this point, one out of every four American workers has a job that pays $10 an hour or less. One out of every four Americans has a job that pays $10 an hour or less. That's unsustainable living wage with gas at the prices it is, food at the prices it is. This is a complete result of the two-party, one-party system. I can't say it enough. 1% of the population has 99% of the wealth. They control two parties, the Republicans and the Democrats. The rest of us don't have a party. So you cannot frame this where this is all the Democrats' fault. You cannot frame this where this is all the Republicans' fault. You cannot frame this that this is completely Barack Obama's fault. This is a result of the two-party, one-party system. The Republicans and the Democrats have both destroyed the economy of this country. And until the people wake up and get out of this left-right paradigm and thinking that the Republicans in this neck of the woods is going to ride back in on the white horse with the white hat, like some kind of return us to some utopia like we were under in George W. Bush, where the economy collapsed on George W. Bush. Let's remember that. That is completely ludicrous. High-paying manufacturing jobs continue to be shipped overseas. Sadly, there are fewer Americans employed in manufacturing now than there were in 1950. Even though the population of the country has more than doubled since then. How about that? There's less people today working in manufacturing jobs than there were in 1950. Today, the United States actually has a higher percentage of workers doing low-wage work than any other major industrialized nation. Wow. The U.S. economy continues to trade good paying jobs for low-paying jobs. 60% of the jobs lost during the last recession were mid-wage jobs, but 58% of the jobs created since then have been low-wage jobs. Wake up, people. Wake up. Back in 1980, less than 30% of all jobs in the United States were low-income jobs. Today, more than 40% of all jobs in the United States are low-income jobs. At this point, an astounding 53% of all American workers make less than $30,000 a year. According to a study that was released by the Center for Economic and Policy Research, only 24.6% of all jobs in the United States qualify as a good job. I think you get the point. Coming up third hour, we've got just a couple of stories I want to get in, then we'll be taking your phone calls. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Stay with me.